You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
Kia ora, my name is Asia. Ahau e mihi atu nei, kia koutou, te hunga whakarongo. Some of the staple things that can support our artists to either develop or promote or launch their music within the wider community would be funding bodies. Obviously, that's such a big help to artists. Obviously, community, our audiences are absolutely who we need to I suppose support not only the music but the artists to continue on with sharing their works, their body of works. Venues are definitely a space that could be developed in our cities across Aotearoa whereby it can house our musos, our musicians, our artists with an environment that is suitable to each artists or have the main setups available to our artists in-house those venues. Promotion, you know, publicity, marketing is definitely a space that can be of great support to artists, those that are wanting to promote their music. I am part of a little community of whānau named Meeting House Records. There's myself, Ma, and Maratike, who together, collectively, we are, I suppose you could say in our minds, we're sort of established, but in terms of publicly, not so much. And the reason for that is that we are alone in the sense that everything is sort of self-funded. In fact, we've applied for funding in the past and have been declined. Obviously, the criteria is one thing. The language of these applications is another. For us, it's definitely crucial to have independent record labels who are minds alike, who have a passion for the music, and also creating a hub in a whānau whereby we can either, obviously in a Māori setting, have wānanga around how we can support other artists or growing artists in the industry, and also potentially another idea of running our own events. Because I think collectively we have a great team and there's many expertise between us all and our communities, you know, the people, our entourage of people that we've worked with. One thing is just starting to recognise those particular communities that can help enhance the music industry, but also have or give leverage and support to our other artists that might want to be moving into this career path or that already are. Yeah, I suppose, you know, just how to fill in a funding criteria or having access to engineers and producers can always better support the artists and their artistry. It'd be cool, you know, to sort of also recognise what it takes for artists to get their stuff over the line. Obviously for our public people, for our audiences, they see more of the surface stuff, the performance, the music, which is great. But I think it's also what happens in the background, which requires a lot of admin, a lot of conversations and planning, how to release your music and how to go about things that is suitable to each individual and their kaupapa. And, you know, it's a bit like, you know, $1,000 worth of gear in your car, in your $900 car, to then go for a, you know, get paid a $200 gig. So maybe those things we could better look at, not only venue or venue owners, but funding bodies, how we can better accommodate and have fair sort of costings that really do support the bigger picture, I think, for artists. I haven't always necessarily thought about initially the audience as it just come with, you know, starting with what I know and what I love doing. But of course, as time has gone on and thinking about the type of material that I've released in the past and right up until now, mostly has been kaupapa driven, so subject driven. There's always, I suppose, a main thread or theme that I have written about or have wanted to share with our local communities here in Aotearoa, especially as tangata whenua of Aotearoa. There's so many beautiful themes and kaupapa to be shared to all our audiences across Aotearoa and internationally, just to give them a window in or a lens into, I suppose, our histories, our stories, our iwi narratives, perspectives on our culture. So that's been, obviously, Te Reo Māori has been a big and crucial part of my music, and using the music as a vessel to hopefully not only connect with my people across the motu, or my own whānau and iwi, but to, yeah, I suppose not only to promote, but just to expose people to our culture as a whole. And then obviously crossing over into the mainstream, or Te Reo Pākehā Waiata, which are mostly very heartfelt things or stem from a feeling or a thought. I've tried to connect with people, you know, one example being one of my tracks, True Love, you know, acknowledging love, recognizing love, and obviously love language is something that we are all familiar with, especially my music, just trying to cross over in the R&B soul sort of genres is definitely something I'm a baby of. As a whole, absolutely, it's something that I've always desired, is to, I mean, I'd love to travel with my music and share it across different platforms or festivals across the world, especially Indigenous festivals. I suppose in my time in the career so far, is just that's something that can still be developed better or supported better by whoever, to make sure that our stories, our songs and our music are being heard on an international platform as well. One that I can think of that I released last year in 2023, is a waiata in Te Reo Māori called Te Reo Ki Whakarongotai. I had released that waiata, although it was 20 years old, written by myself and some of my family members. It was, again, kaupapa. It was iwi narrative, iwi stories, perspective on acknowledging our Te Reo Māori, and reminding our own people that it is such a treasure, it's such a taonga. And many other things that thread to that kaupapa. But yeah, I was absolutely supported by my community, not only my whānau, but the video itself was filmed on my marae in Waikanae, whereby we took advantage of a whānau reunion and, you know, managed to get a film crew in to support capturing just, you know, natural behaviour on a marae in that setting, which generally I think for a lot of our audiences we probably think it's quite a formal thing all the time, but actually it was quite informal, and it was nice to see that side of it all. So mihi nui to all my whānau who are a part of that. So that's where I definitely felt supported, and then of course the audiences and the funding bodies who help with getting that over the line to be released to the world and share this waiata of ours. So yeah, that was really cool. And yeah, I suppose just all the ringaringa, the waiwai, all the crew that were a part of that, making that happen, has been a huge, big thank you to all of them.
That was Industry Rider on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.